Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That really was incredible, and congratulations to everybody in Cleveland that have waited 2 years for a win. That was something else. Baker Mayfield, 17 of 23, 201 yards. He was basically perfect. I mean, he did everything brilliantly.
With that guy running the show now, they ain't going to be waiting 2 years for their next one.
And I'll tell you what, that how about that two-point conversion they threw to him?
They ran the Eagle-Philly special the other way around.
Going to the other side.
Yeah.
But I thought the kid caught it, and he knew then he had arrived. He was like, he had that look, and when he looked up at the fans, he's like, how you like me now? And then I thought their defense did a good job in the second half against Darnold and the Jets. The Jets stopped doing what got them the lead. They stopped pounding the ball to the left side, which was getting them everything. They had everything going, and they stopped going to it.
It's more than that for me. It's basically, and I just saw this from one of the guys who covers the Jets on Twitter, it's like they went out in the second half with a 14-3 lead, and they just wanted to try to protect the 14-3 lead, and that's, you know, basically didn't, you know, take any chances, didn't just tried to sit there and try to get the clock to zero by the end of the day. That's pretty much all they tried to do in the second half.
Well, was that what the bomb was at the end he threw
that
got picked off?
Yeah, he threw
so
a pick.
I thought, listen, I think that guy Ward made a big play, that strip and recovery.
Ward, through the first three games,
is their best
has
player.
Been awesome for the Browns.
He was a number four pick in
for
the draft.
All the times we've killed the Browns for all their bad drafting, this and that, they got a guy at one who led them back to a win tonight in a future franchise quarterback. And at four, they got what looks like to be a stud cornerback, because Ward's been awesome the first three games.
He has been awesome. I thought it really is unbelievable. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Kirk, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
A fellow Mount Lebanon grad here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Cool, man.
Yeah, man. First of all, very psyched up that hockey's back.
Me too.
Here I am, sitting here watching this game tonight. And I went to WVU, so I've been following Baker Mayfield for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And I'm sitting here watching the game tonight, and I'm excited for Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. And I can't believe I'm doing this, but I knew this guy was going to be the real deal. And, I mean, he looked amazing tonight.
We always thought on this show from day one, without a doubt, that he was the best player in college football. He was the best quarterback of the lot. I always said that he was the best. He won the Heisman, and I was like, he's better than the Heisman. He's the best quarterback available in the draft. And everybody else thought it was all these other guys. And the bottom line is, he's a stud, and, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but that was the most exciting half of football I've seen them play in 3 years or in a long time even before that. I mean, the guy brought juice to the field. And he was exciting. He was running around like Fran Tarkington. He was making plays, throwing tough passes. I mean, seam shots to Landry. I thought they pounded the ball in from, inside the five with the running game. And up front, they just pounded it in. And then when it was third and goal, they pounded it in and scored. Because I thought they could have, you know, been stopped there. And imagine losing the game at, fourth down and one, and you can't get it in, and you're still haven't won a game in since 2016. The embarrassment all ended tonight. I mean, the whole nightmare of the last 2.5 years ended tonight. It was all because of him. It was all because of him. Because I got to tell you, Tyrod Taylor, no offense to him, but he was, I mean, just gutter trash in that first half. He looked – that was the worst performance I've seen from him ever in Buffalo or here. I mean, he's only been here a month, but – I think he's just flat out terrible. I mean, he cannot be trusted to do anything. I mean, he is anemic. I mean, it was like watching a little kid play quarterback on an NFL team. It was so embarrassing.
A great way for it to turn out. I mean, obviously you're not happy that he got a concussion, right? Because Hugh Jackman was not going to pull that guy unless he got hurt. And there he gets hurt.
Yeah,
and Baker Mayfield comes in.
I don't wish that on anybody. Nobody deserves that, but it is what it is. The guy got the job the hard way. Guy goes down. He Wally pipped him. He's got the job. And then he won the game, and that's the end of it. The guy, He won their first game in, you know, since 2016. It's 600-some games or 600-some days or whatever. I'm just saying, that's it. It's over. He stole the job. He earned it. It's over. There's no point in turning back, and there's no looking back now at all.
After tonight, you won't even talk about Tyrod Taylor anymore in Cleveland.
Unless something happens to him.
I'm just saying. Unless that happens, there's going to be no need to, because this guy is now the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. That's it.
And I thought he played with some severe onions. I mean, he literally went for it. A lot of his passes were dangerous. He went for it. He threw stuff over the middle. He's down to post patterns, double coverage, you name it. He threw it. He threw it into all kinds of danger.
Like you said, that's why we all loved him here. We loved him last year at Oklahoma. We loved him because he had onions about everything.
Right.
We loved him in the draft. We all did.
These people are celebrating like they won the Super Bowl because they don't win ever.
I got to give him a break tonight. Let him party tonight.
Listen, I bet on him. I had him to win the game outright, and I laid three, whatever it was. But I covered. Even 3.5 would have covered. They won by 4.
But I got him on the live line getting 7.5.
He's coming out now to do an interview on NFL Network. You know, you got him at the Browns at 7.5?
On the live line.
Oh,
yeah, when they got down.
Oh, when it was 14-0?
Yeah. Right when Baker came in the game, I got him on the live line at 7.5.
He's coming out to do an interview after the game now. And everybody's, you know, you'd think the guy won the Super Bowl, but he deserves all the credit for what he's accomplished. And I think he's actually being pretty cool about it. He's not acting like an idiot or anything. He's just like, you know what? I'm a football player. Let's go. Let's play. Let's get it on. He's not acting silly or goofy or immature or anything. To me, he just went out and played ball and won the game. And that was it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.